I walked in today, and a lot of people know some inner workings. And I was telling my brother, because he prays for me. He says, it's going to be all right. I said, you're right. It's going to be all right. Then I want you to go to Luke 1 or Luke 2. That's the story. What I'd like to bring out this morning is something for us. Praise the Lord. You know, last week, praise the Lord, what I'm learning from the Lord, that there's a way to come before God. You know, he's a king. And when I was saying that he's my king, I begin to think about, you know, Lord, I just don't want to, you know, do things just to be doing. You know, when I come before God, I want to come before recognizing he's the king of my life. Recognize that he owns everything. Recognizing that who he is, the supremacy of God. You know, it's time for us when you go to God to make sure that you're going in the right attitude. So Wednesday, I had a prayer meeting Wednesday morning, too, and it wasn't something I ever want to have again. But he sure heard me. He said, I heard you. So there's a time, praise the Lord, but I want to teach us, and I'm going to show you, and what you read this story, everybody read it. I'm going to read it at the house Thursday. We all read this story over and over again. And it came to pass, everybody's reading it. I'm going to show you something, though. In those days, there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone, into his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great confidence that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the glory, of the Lord shone round about them. And they were so tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there were hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. And away from them into heaven, that shepherd said one to another, let us go now. Even the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph. And they seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told to them concerning the child. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. I'm telling you, God is, well, you know how you read the scriptures. I'm going to read another in Matthew. But I noticed that they were to see Jesus. Try to stay with me. They was in the presence of angels. And while they was in, hallelujah, something happened to you when you were in his presence. Praise the Lord. So I thank God for when the presence come here. His presence is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures evermore. Hallelujah. So we need to, you say, well, I pay my tax. Good. But bring him some praise. Pray. Forget about what other people think. Bring him some praise. Because he's been good to you. Praise the Lord. I say, if you walk into us, praise the Lord. The shepherd said, let's get up and obey what the angels have said. Praise the Lord. They came in worship. They didn't come, they just went out, I'm going to look at. No, no. They came stirred up. Praise about what that the angel had to come and tell them. And they went, he was just a babe in a manger. But they understood because more coming forth. So they were looking. Say they're looking. And then when it happened, they go, I don't know. In jail, they done prayed all night. Like some of y'all done prayed. That can't be a Peter. Why can't it be Peter? You just got through praying. Children of God, I want to tell you. Don't get, you know, come on now. I don't know, God should get tired of us. But they say, the girl went back and she said, I think it's Peter out there. How can it? You praying to get him out of jail. Must be a spirit. It can't be Peter. Receive what he's going to do for you. Because he loves it when you receive it. He give him praise. If you had to stand up like Shelly and praise. It's time to give him praise. I'm telling you, it's time to open your mouth. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Praise. He is the King of glory. And he is coming back again. I don't want to see nobody lost. I sometimes sit down and think about the people I have known that have died. Burns my soul. I don't want to see nobody lost. I say, I don't want to see nobody lost. So I said that I'm feeling this way because if you ain't got that, you ain't got God. Because God is love. If we ain't got love. If your heart is not moved, Well, Lord, I can't do nothing with it. How you know what you can do? Lord, I didn't tell you to do nothing. I say, speak. Somebody been coming to this church with this precious woman. She had told her, she called me. So I just had to. And it's not the time to pet on people. You'll pedal right into hell. Things without offending. And love. Because when you love people, you ain't going to just say, well, you know you did so and so. You don't like you somebody. There's a way to touch everybody. And how to talk to folk. And when you get talking, listen, I love it. I'm going to be here. I think about it all the time, Brother John. I think about it. And I use that scripture on this person. And this woman, he didn't say, now you low down thing. World, is you doing live with all these men? You know how we do. So, Lord, give me that. I want that. You know, I want that where I can talk and they don't know no better. They act just like they done lost something. Amen. And so she said, I don't have no husband. Then he had to tell her, he said, truth, you don't have. And the one you have not is not yours. I used that scripture on somebody not too long. Rejoicing. Thank you. Say, ask me to do anything for you. If y'all want to do something at that church, let me know what it is. And I'm going to help you so I sure did not offend. Amen. You know, because you facing a nation of people, Jesus, they act like they don't know nothing. Amen. But you know what? I know we fighting the devil. And I know this is the end time. And I know he's doing what he's supposed to do. He's tanned up. He walking just like that old big gorilla. You ever see the hands and ha ha? Well, that's the way the devil does. Amen. So the shepherds, they went in looking for Jesus, and they went in with an attitude. We come here, we look too. We're looking for Jesus. Too. Come in with praise. Forget about what done happened at the house. Forget about what you. I come to give you praise. I come to give you glory. I don't feel like it. I just come out of a trial. But I'm going to still raise my hands and say, you are worthy. Let's go to Luke. Am I doing okay? Thank you. Praise the Lord. I just want to be. I ain't trying to. I'm just going to. Luke, is it Luke 1 and 20? 2. I'm sorry. Matthew 2. I've been going back and I've been trying to. Matthew 2, the first. Now, the first, you know what the first chapter say. Matthew 2. Okay, Matthew 2. Here we go. He's of Herod the king. Behold, there came wise men from the east to Judah. Now, I love this one. In his star in the east. And I come to worship him. Now, I want you to know. These wise men, they studied and called each other together and said, look, the prophet said it. Balaam said it. It was a prophecy. And so let's begin to look. We studied the stars. We are astrologers. We don't believe in astrology now, but I'm just talking about these people looked at the sky. And so they looked, and I believe they studied. I believe they said, we're looking. And when we see something goes into something, I don't know what they was looking for. I don't know if they're looking for Orion or going to Pluto or whatever they're looking for. But the Bible said it was his star. Hallelujah. Somehow the Holy Ghost had told them, hallelujah, what kind of star they supposed to see. Now, I don't know nothing about it. And the Bible don't tell us. But I believe when they said, oh, there it is. We done found this star. We done you got to look. You got to search. Children, don't stop. I love the testimonies because some was talking about how you got to get at it. If you want it, you got to keep with it. You can't give up. You got to keep on pressing. You got to keep pressing. You can't say, well, I'm tired. Then that's the main time you may get it. So just keep on pressing. I ain't got you. Keep pressing. And then they saw the star on these maps they had. Let's follow it. They got up now. They say 3. But they tell me these troops went in like 8 or 10 people. That ain't it. They ain't trying to get to that. I don't care how many went. But they went. Following a star. How about that? Following a star. They believe what they heard. They believe what they saw. Oh, I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. You have read the scriptures. Now it's time for you to get up and follow what you see. You follow Jesus in his word. Follow the word of God. I said follow it. Follow the word. Follow the word. Because it'll work. I said, you're going to find what you're looking for. You keep on looking. Amen. And so they got, you know how the story goes. They went and they followed the star. And so they went to, well, they figured out Herod. He should be the one that knows something. Hallelujah. So they went to Herod. Hallelujah. Because they say, number five, and they said unto him in Bethlehem of Judea, when Herod asked him, what is this about this here? In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. And I love it too. I'm going to tell you something else before I go any further. I should read and then preach, but I'm going to tell you. I love it because can't nobody stop God from doing nothing. God got you on his radar and in his sight. And you're doing the will of God. There's nobody on this earth, under this earth, beside this earth, can stop what God going to do. I say they can't stop it. And ain't no need of them trying because God's going to have his way. And when they were, and thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah, art thou the least among the princes of Judah? For out of thee shall come a governor, that's what the scriptures say, and shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he proudly called the wise men in, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye find him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him. Now they took him for word. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before. God leading them. God is leading you. I said, God is leading us. He leading us, sister. We ain't be nothing but following the star. We is following the star, him. He the star. we follow that star, we going to get there. Nothing is going to stop us from getting there if we follow the star. Praise the Lord. And so they saw in the east, they went before him. And till it came and stood over where the young child was. Now, they didn't go to Bethlehem. Now, let me put this to you here. This is just a little something I'm throwing here. Joseph and Mary was from where? What county did they live in? Nazareth. They went to Bethlehem to take the census. So when they got through taking the census, when she had the baby, and the Bible say in Leviticus, after 33 days, a woman is whole. So in 3 or 4 months, they're gone back to Nazareth. Now, I don't know how long it took them to get there, listen, but I do know they ain't got no house in Bethlehem. No, they went back to Nazareth where they belong. And so when the wise men came, they had to find them in Nazareth. They had to because they wasn't in Bethlehem. They didn't live in Bethlehem. They lived in Nazareth. They just mess us up. You know, this people just tell. And the Lord told me, say, stop trying to do the scriptures with what you done seen. He said, that story you saw, I said, goodness, Lord, I said, the man just went to Nazareth. He just went to Bethlehem to take a census. You know, the Bible don't say he moved to Bethlehem. The Bible just say he took the census. And another thing, the baby is circumcised at 8 days old. The Bible say he went up to Jerusalem to get the baby. So wasn't nothing going on in these next couple years. See, because it takes so long to travel on camels. It could have took them people days. Them people come 800, 900 miles just to see this. Well, they ain't on no train. They ain't on no plane. It's going to take them months. And that's how come Herod didn't say nothing, because until he said, wait a minute, it's been 2 years. They should have been done something by now. Read your Bible and you know, forget about Cecil B. DeMille's. And read it and ask God, because it's all in there. You know, and then we'd be saying, oh. And I said, Lord, I said, thank you. So I'm not going to read my Bible. You know, it's hard to get things out of your mind that you've been, you know, you thinking all this time. And so when he got there, hallelujah, Jesus. They fell down and worshiped him. Listen, and when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him the gifts, gold, frankincense, myrrh. His life was laid out. Being warned of God in a dream, they should not return to Herod. They departed into their own country another way. Now, here's something about the wise men I want us to know. Hallelujah. They read and they believed God's word. You need to read the word and believe what it say. We need to read the word and believe what it say. Praise the Lord. They sought Jesus. They didn't just get up. No, they sought him. They sought the Lord. And they recognized his worth because they gave him gold and frankincense and myrrh. So they recognized who he was. Hallelujah, Jesus. And then they humbled themselves to worship him. They were kings, but they humbled themselves to worship this child because the Bible said he was a young child. And they obeyed God rather than man. When Herod told him, say, you come back and tell me, no. The angel of the Lord said, don't you go back there. He said, Herod got something else in plan. Don't go back there. Praise the Lord. They turned around and went another way. Uh-oh. You need to go another way. We need to go another way. Amen. I just love that. I love that. Hallelujah, Jesus. So the prophets that wrote about Jesus and his coming, they studied those things. They studied these prophets. Because the Lord, there was one scripture in Hosea that people fight over. He said, out of Egypt have I called my son. Now I'm trying to find to get that in there. I'll talk to you about it. Y'all may know. And then Matthew 2 and 15 says it, that he called them out of Egypt. But what I want to say this, God know how to hide you from the devil. He knows how. When Herod with his crazy self, he was just crazy. He got up and killed the children, but that was prophesied too also. That out of Ramah there come a voice with the people crying about, you know, and I thought, I said, Lord, now you hadn't even died then. What was they killing up the Jews then for? You know, so I got a lot of questions, brother. I said, why are they killing these poor people? They had disobedience though. They had been disobedient to God. That's the only reason I could see it. But God didn't spare them. Watch out now. You was grafted in. He'll treat you just like he did them. Watch it now. God is, you see how you, oh, thank you, Jesus. You see all these blessings you getting? You watch it now. You living in Cana now. But you better watch out. You better live. You better hold on to Jesus. I said, you better hold on to the Lord. When you get through shouting about all this stuff he's giving us, praise the Lord, hold on to him because he'll cut us off just like he cut them off. He cut them off. And Lord have mercy upon who God cuts off. But Lord be praised on who God blesses. Because I said he'll bless your socks off. I believe this is the time, our season of blessing. But let me warn you, and God warned the children of Israel. It's like when you get over in this land and all this good stuff happened to you, and all the big plums and grapes and all this, don't forget me. Amen. Don't forget me. I thank for her testimony. She said the Lord told her when she get things to share them, you ought to take that. Everybody need to take that. We need to share and love one another. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I said we need to love one. Let's try it this year to really loving each other. I'm feeling, y'all ever heard of a Pentecostal handshake? Let's get some Pentecostal handshakes going this. Let's love one another. Amen. Because God can bless you so you forget. You forget. And then when God get to blessing you, hallelujah, you forget where you came from. But you mustn't forget. You know, we're subjects that you look at it, I ain't gonna never do. You know, we're subjects. You know why? Because God told Israel the same thing. So when you get over in Canaan, don't forget me. When all your crops started coming in, and every 7 years you get this, and when he comes, you know, them 7 years the Shemitahs come, you get everything, you reap everything. Praise the Lord, I forgive all your sins. Any good? He said, now don't forget me. But they did. And look how they ended up. Here it is. When Jesus was born, they was under the Romans. Under their, you know, when God loves you, I tell you, it's something. Because when he whip you, it's something else. But it's hard to fall into the hands of an angry God. Look like you can't say nothing to him when he get mad. I said, I look at the scripture and I see all this coming. I said, Lord, have mercy. He said, my punishment is going to be this wonderful as my grace. We're living by grace now. God's good to us. We can praise him. We get up and we know it's God. He do things that we know it's God. We know that nobody couldn't have done it but God. I mean, he doing supernatural things that we know it's God. It ain't something that said, well, maybe that happened. No. What he doing now, you know it's God. And you give him praise. I give him praise today, children of God. I pray we pray one for another. Hallelujah. And love one another. I say love one another as he's loved us. Because he truly has loved us, hasn't he? He is a good God. Clap your hands for Jesus, children. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God for Jesus. I thank him for today. Because I said, Lord, these people's minds turn. They say Jesus. You know, but now they're scared of other stuff. It's terrible, terrible, terrible. But we need to pray for our country. We need to pray for our president. We need to pray for his wife and his children. You don't know what the devil got planned. You know what I mean? No matter what you say, he's still the leader of the country. He's the president. God told us to pray for those that's in authority. He didn't tell you, I don't like it. Well, that's your problem, but I'm talking about what God said. And see, that's what we got to do. Follow the word of God. Amen. We can't talk about what we feel. We got to follow God's word. Have you made up your mind this year that I'm going to do some more about following God's word? I'm going to look in here and I'm going to find, and if it's in there, I'm going to try to do it. Yeah. Have y'all thought about that this year? I want to do what you tell me to do, Lord. I want to be a blessing, Lord. I want to be a blessing to people. Whether it is what I think or whatever, I want to be a blessing. Amen. Let me see y'all that want to be a blessing this year. Amen. I said amen. Amen. Well, somebody was saying, but he ain't going to say nothing to you tomorrow. I'm saying it to you. Me. Because I ain't got to go home with you. I would like to see you bring your equipment and Jalen and play. If you can't hit nothing but a tune, I am a patient person, as you can see. I'm just patient. Amen. But I'd like for you to let the Lord know you want to play. If the Lord wants you to play, then you put your instrument up there and you play. I don't care if you hit tunes or that. We'll sing loud enough to oversing you. Just bring it up and tell Jalen I'm expecting him to be on them drums. And whoever else is supposed to be playing, I'm expecting for them to play. I ain't letting you off this year. This is 2015. We got to get this thing done or just forget about it. I said, we got to do something for God or forget about it and stop talking about what we're having. I'm tired of talk. Amen. I can't play no piano, girl. If I could, I'd be up there. I'm too old. What I'm saying, wait a minute now. Wait. About a piano, you got to know at least 8 chords. And I don't know them. Yeah, that's how you going to sing them, too, if I play. Every song you sing will be in C. Okay. I kind of want to give it to them. Shucks, I'm too. I'm getting older. Yeah, okay. Because me and Myrna have seen the same thing. She want to do, heck, we tired of not having to. So we're going to learn how to play, but it's not like you think. It's hard if you're playing. But y'all young. Amen. And if I get up there and play, and then try and you say, Pastor, you play, and then you teach me. You know, you play something here. Okay. I got your own here. Okay. I'll teach you what I know, which ain't very much. And I just got my mind made up. Ain't nothing popped in my stomach or nothing, but I got my mind made up. I got my mind made up that, Lord, I'm tired. I want to see you move. I'm going to see you move. But let me tell y'all something. Do y'all know how blessed y'all are? Y'all don't even have to have no music to praise God. Y'all praise God without the music. Now just think about when we get a little music, what's going to happen. Now don't you get lazy now and don't praise the Lord. Because some people can't praise God unless they got some music. I've been to church a long time. I always worked up in the echelon beside the pastor. I don't know why, but I always did. They made me the sister this or the sister that or the choir director or something up there. And some people, you don't play a little music, they can't do nothing. They can't praise God. They can't say, they can't do nothing. You all are so blessed. We're going to take the Lord. Now, I'm going to God with this. And now, Lord, we praised you, and we didn't have nobody to play. But now I want somebody to play. Now, we done proved to you that we ain't got to have it, but we like to have it. You know what I'm saying? But without it, we have done what we could. We put a tape on, and we do whatever we can do. Now, God, listen. You see what Shelly said? We get ready to get some music. You see what she said? Because we have always come in this church and praise God. And sometimes you forget you ain't got no music. When the Holy Spirit's getting to drop and we just going up there. I said, we going up there. The Lord was here today. He's here today. He's here today. Oh, but I just want to have the all that full of music. And I just want to give it all to him, you know. I want everybody playing. Oh my God. Because I want to give him all. Because I found out in heaven, music is 24/7. Yes. And then the Lord said, I sang over you. I said, whoa, Lord. You said, ooh, I got to do better this year. I don't want you singing over me. I want to sing over you. Amen. If you love the Lord, say amen. Amen. Stand on your feet. Oh, God. I'm happy to be here today. Because if it wasn't for God, I couldn't be here. Now, people say that, but I'm telling the truth. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the Lord. Amen. Brother said, boy, I'm just waiting on the Holy Ghost. For Leonard, I am waiting on the Holy Ghost. Boy, Leonard gonna tear this church down. Y'all just get back, cause Leonard gonna tear it down. He gonna be walking. He ain't running. He gonna be walking these aisles. Amen. He gonna say, I ain't here. Keep praying, and at that time, that'll be it. Just need one touch from God. One touch. And when one is touched, everybody's faith rises in the hearts of people. Amen. Something got to do, Leonard. Your pastor. Something got to happen here. That's all I can say about that. You will get your hearing. God told me you would. He told me he's going to open your ears. He told me that. I believe it. I say, I believe it. When he do, then Brother John gonna be so thrilled. He gonna be so thrilled because all it takes is one touch. One touch. One touch. You take one match and go out and light a fire. And know how dry it is, it'll set a forest on fire. Just one match. That's right. Dad told me, I was coming down here, so dark coming through here. I said, Lord, he said, you know what? It don't matter how dark it is. It don't matter. He said, because when I move, the light will shine. People will find you. Don't you worry about it. He said, I'll fill your church. He said, all you got to do, he said, it never gets too dry for me. It never gets too dark for me. Amen. Amen. So y'all pray for me. I really need prayer at this time. Amen. Did I do okay today? Amen, amen, amen. Y'all just don't know. Y'all just don't know. But God is a good God. Yes, he is. And everything going to be all right. That's right. Amen. So right now, I'd just like y'all to pray for Dad. Let's just ask the Lord to bless him. And all y'all that love him, just pray for him. I'm trying to get the man of the Lord. You know, I'm trying to get the man of the Lord. Just pray for that. I know prayer is always in order. So just ask God to bless Dad. Let me hear it. Bless him. Yeah, bless him. Just ask God to bless him and help him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord. Almost 60 years of marriage. Ask God to bless him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Speak, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.